are listening to the Subtle Forces podcast. I am your host, Anja, not Anja Seeger. In today's episode, I am responding to a question that was posed to me in the QWERTY Quarterly zine, a zine for typewriter enthusiasts, in which I have an advice column. For every question posed to me, I typewrite a custom response. And the question that someone asked me recently, did I just say asked? Okay. The question that someone asked me recently was, "Dear Anja, what's the best path to seek success as an artist in Milwaukee? Is it hopeless?" I will be publishing my response to this question, but I still feel like even after typewriting a nice, neat answer, there's just so much more to say in regards to this question that I want to express. And important disclaimer, obligatory disclaimer. In fact, if I do not do a disclaimer right now, I will be an irresponsible person, because the following disclaimer is, I am not a successful artist. Maybe it's irresponsible of me, but I enjoy the challenge of trying to find out the answer to that question. And I will admit that I have learned a lot of things about it, but I have yet to reach success myself. That said, I would like to read my response that I typed for the person, the unknown person. I mean, a part of me would really love to know who's asking this question, but here's my response to the unknown person. I do not know the best path, only mine, and according to my inner voice, success has yet to be reached. I work 7 days a week. That is true. For other people. I work 7 days a week for other people. Let that sink in for a moment. Okay. And I enjoy my jobs, though they are not my own vision. My own vision set by me would require more determination, more focus than I give. And that's a very hard realization to make that I have made before. At 36, I do not have house buying money, and I share a car. I do not mind making a life with less than expected for a college-educated, white, middle-class lady. Success arrives when challenge leaves. So let's not croak yet, okay? All right. Yeah, I mean, that's my initial response. And the reason why I also put in college educated white middle class lady is there is a certain amount of responsibility in, of course, recognizing my inherent privilege in this society. But I still feel like no matter what background you come from, if you are determined and a keen business person and a social butterfly, those are the three things which I do think are necessary for success. Having a plan for your business so that it can succeed, being determined to enforce it, and being a social butterfly to spread it. Are there other models for being an artist? Endless. I'm just going off the one that I felt was most flung at me when I was a young, blooming artist. No matter what kind of art career you have, maybe you're an academic, maybe you're a person with day jobs, get used to failure. If you're going to stick with being an artist, no matter what form it takes, you have to have endurance to survive. One of my friends sets a goal each year, like, this year, I want to get 100 rejection letters. And then each one of those rejection letters turns into a game. And you will notice that neither being a social butterfly, being an enduring, determined business person, none of these things actually have to do with your art. So take note of that, young artists. It is something that requires more than just being discovered. What is success for you? Because that is a very vague statement. Conventional success in American culture is typically famous. I would argue fame is more important than money, although money is also just as desirable for practical reasons. How can you make art and be able to survive if you don't have some money? But I would say the American idea of success is generally fame. And, you know, maybe that's why you are asking me this question, because that is like the one area that I may have almost mastered, which is getting press, getting attention for what I do. And this has just always been the case with me, because there's two types of news: hard hitting news, which is all about like politics in your area or the world, and it's all very important stuff. But then there's filler news. And within filler news is this category called news of the weird. And people love news of the weird. News of the weird exists solely to put a smile on your face or make you go, huh. I have always gathered journalists to myself, whether it was intentional or not, just by being a person who does weird stuff. Even when I was 19 years old and an art student, it was a sub-zero day and windy. I remember I had to walk to school and it was just so cold. I wanted something extra on my face to cut the chill. So I grabbed what I had as a poor art student. I had a Groucho Marx a pair of glasses with a little plastic nose covering, fake eyebrows, fake mustache. And I knew that would just give my face a little extra covering because I already had a scarf. I had that on, but I wanted something extra for my face. So I was walking to school and all of a sudden this guy with a telephoto lens starts climbing trees and aiming his camera at me, and then I'm just like, that's weird. But he keeps following me around on the way to school, and then he comes up to me and is like, what's your first name and your last name? And I gave it to him, and he said, check the Kansas City Star tomorrow. And sure enough, I was on the cover of the local section, and it's been that way ever since. Local publications, digital, the paper, the front page of the journal, radio, morning TV, national news, Associated Press, been on the radio, to the best of our knowledge, you name it. Sometimes it's because I've written press releases, which you should learn how to do as an artist. But quite often, it's just from me being a person who's doing something weird and people pick up on it. Like, one time I dumped a bunch of artworks I was getting rid of that I didn't think were that remarkable, and I just stuffed them in a little free library because I was like, oh, maybe someone will enjoy them. They're just taking up room in my studio. Next thing you know, someone on Reddit was like, does anyone know who stuffed this little free library full of these handmade booklets? And then someone figured it out and named me. And next thing you know, morning news on TV was interviewing me, and it just seemed preposterous to me because I was just cleaning out my studio. I just have a way of attracting press. You might think that that is success, but I assure you that it isn't, because as many times as I have been in the media over the years, I have not been able to make a financial go of it as an artist from that alone. And being in the media is nice and people love you and it feels really good. But that said, it is not a career. So far, just from what's happened, I've never been able to be like, oh yeah, my business is taking off. I make all my money from my art now, and I can buy a house, and I can go on vacation, and I can afford a $2,000 massage chair. No, that has not happened to me. Could it? Sure. If I worked harder, if I was a PR machine, and I made it my full-time obsession to appear in national news, international news of the weird. And that would also require a full-time obsession with social media. And social media kind of makes me ill. At least it has so far. That said, you're asking what's the best path for success as an artist in Milwaukee? And I think the greater question is, what's the best path for success in the world? Because as long as you have Wi-Fi, you can live anywhere and be successful if you build yourself an audience. Although I will say, I think the people who make Wisconsin or Milwaukee themed merch at craft fairs have it figured out. I wouldn't want to be that person because it becomes a shtick very quickly and you get sick of it. But that is a certain route for success. Now I'm going to share my idea of what it means to be a successful artist. For me personally, it is being able to be in your studio doing whatever you feel like doing every day and just doing it without any fear of how am I going to pay the bills? Just luxuriating in that soul healing studio time without any other concerns. That to me is the best definition of what success is for an artist. Other people might be more virtuous. They might be like, oh, success as an artist for me would be making art that heals society of its ills. Or success to me as an artist is making children's books that appear in every household. I mean, all of these things are legitimate. But to me, the idea of being a successful artist is most fundamentally being able to make your art every day if you want to. And I will add an additional layer of loveliness is to make art that finds its way to people and moves them. Those are the two measures of success. And I do feel like I've been lucky in making a lot of art that has reached people and been what they needed. But I am not at the point where I am able to make art every day without any other care. I will say though, because of my privilege, when I was younger, I did have a suite set up where I lived with my parents, and all my bills were taken care of, and I could make art every day. But it did come at a cost. I had to live by my parents' rules. I did not have access to a car because even though I could make art every day, I did not have the money to be on my own. I did not have the money to have an apartment or money to have a car. And there were social costs from that because we lived far away from the city, and I could not have the social life that I wanted, and it would have been awkward to date people. And I was a young person who lived in this situation in my 20s for 5 years, and it wasn't ultimately empowering. I didn't feel like I was independent. It kind of reminds me of the time that my niece, who's in her 20s, said that she kind of wishes she could just live in a nursing home and have all her meals taken care of and all of her scheduling taken care of, and so she wouldn't have to have any cares. And I feel like that's a very young person thought. But ultimately, I think it's important for young people in particular to learn independence and to build self-confidence by learning what they are capable of. And I do think my development as a young adult was severely stunted for years because I was living under the rules of my parents, and I didn't feel I was capable of taking care of myself. And that does affect how you interact with people in the world. I only allowed myself to have contact with other like-minded people and artists, and that's not good for developing personal growth, let alone culture. And I didn't feel like I was capable of a lot of normal adult things. And that is a topic for another time, I'm realizing, but it does play into your art because I feel like my art career at that age could only go so far because I didn't have a car, I couldn't take myself places. And some of these things, especially if you are living in the Midwest, you just kind of have to be able to cart and haul a lot of gear around. You have to be able to go out there and meet people. You have to be able to do these things and be independent. And to believe that you even can take a risk to do these things in the first place. And in that time, I could only go so far. I am grateful for that time because I do feel like it was a blessing that a lot of people don't get to have all that devoted time to developing my work. But then I had to move out and spend many years developing my own personal confidence in the world before I could ever further develop my art, let alone my art career. So yeah, I mean, there's often a catch to getting what you want. But another thing that you might be doing, which I'm sure you are, is comparing yourself, because there is no set path to being an artist of any kind, let alone a successful artist. And what you define as art and what you define as a successful life is so unique to each person. But all you can do is look to others. And since you are asking specifically how you do it in Milwaukee, there are benefits to being an artist in Milwaukee. One, the cost of living here is so much less expensive compared to most of the country. You can find a relatively inexpensive housing, relatively inexpensive studio, and be able to make a life of it that way. The other benefit of Milwaukee is that we are a very supportive community, and people are very helpful and kind, generally speaking. Now, sometimes there's scarcity mindset and people lash out at each other because they feel like there's only three opportunities if you're an artist, and if you get one, that means they don't get it. And maybe that's true for this year, but, you know, keep applying, keep doing these things, but that's the problem, is you can't define your success on whatever three awards or three grants are available. They only last a year anyways, and then you're back at square one figuring out how you're going to pay bills again, especially if you're foregoing a day job. You have to be wily. You have to be someone who is a business person. So you have to find ways to make opportunities. Otherwise, you might find value in working for someone else, or doing a couple of part-time jobs or a full-time job. But I do think there is still some value of looking at other artists who you admire and looking at what they're doing right and how you can make your own version of that for you. That reflects you and your practice. I will say that there are costs of success, though, and some costs of success that I have seen are developing a shtick. A shtick is usually a income stream, whether it's your main income stream or a side income stream that you know people are into and you can always deliver, and it's usually the same product. I've felt this before. I kind of, for years, have been doing poetry on the spot from a typewriter, and I resent it when people think that is the only thing I do or am capable of. And even when I'm doing it, it can feel a little tiring when I write hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of letters from people's dogs. And I do treat each dog as an individual with a personality, and I do enjoy it, but it can start feeling like this is a trick, this is a thing I only do. And so that's why I don't do it as often as I did, say, 10 years ago, because I start to resent it. And I will even resent the person who's asking for it on the wrong day, even though I set myself up for them to get that product from me. There's just such a market for anything pet related in the art field, I will say in general. And that can become a shtick because you are capable of more than painting Rover. And it's what people want, but is it what you want? You can feel yourself stymied conceptually if you are always thinking about what people want to buy or what people will like on social media. It kind of flattens your conceptual world, I think. And then, you know, if you are someone who's making your full career off of being a business person, then you often run out of having a backup plan. You put all your eggs in one basket and you can never rest, because anytime you try and relax, you start to panic that you are not making use of your time, and your whole business, which is so fragile, might crumble at any time. And if you are not constantly fiddling or working on a project or scheming, you will be sunk. So you never really get to relax when you are a business person. And I see that a lot with my friends who are business artists, and I've felt that myself when I was attempting to be a business artist. And, you know, you might have a piece in every home in Milwaukee, and you might still be poor if you aren't a smart business person. You might also be a terrible conversationalist because you have no life outside of your art. And your conversation might be too focused on your career when you talk to people because it's all consuming. And it might not make you a hit at parties. it's best, I think, if artists get breaks, if artists get to stop making work and stare out the window, if they can go on vacation and study other artists, if they can go to museums and read fat novels and not be on social media and be thinking of things that other people don't think about a lot. I think the more time you spend on social media, the more your thoughts become like everyone else's. And I don't think that that is healthy for culture. Both your own culture that you live in as a society and your internal microbiome culture in your mind that is what influences you to make art in the first place. So things you can do to enhance culture, both external and internally, and also your success as an artist, because I believe success as an artist is also enhancing culture. Go to stuff, be social, read books, go for walks, have one-on-one conversations with people you admire. Don't be one of those artists with a constant snarl on your face that cuts others down. You won't get far, especially in Milwaukee. And if you are in a phase where you're going to make a go of it as a business artist, do have multiple income streams. Multiple income streams looks like maybe you have some commissions, you have a residency with a monthly stipend, and you have a Patreon, some passive income streams that's usually recommended. Say you record a class at some point and then people can buy it online anytime you want. And every so often you get another 50, 150 bucks from people just downloading your thing and buying it from you. So have passive income streams. Do try and save money and be prepared so that when you're old or if a disaster comes up, you're not sunk. Because, you know, you do have to take care of future self, especially if you are an artist. This is a very not guaranteed path. There are many more things I could say, but for now, that's my advice. Thank you to the lost soul who thought it a good idea to ask me this question in the first place. I hope I delivered at least something helpful to you. But no matter what, remember,
when encountering any subtle force, you have both your logic and your feelers with which to interpret it.